Welcome. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Today, we're going to kind of bring you up current news on what's going on in the market, what kind of day it was, kind of one of those red days. See what happens when there's a bit of worry? Probably something you should do also to always plan for bad weather, storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, job loss. So many things can happen. One simple thing you can do. Takes a little bit of work, but you can do it. We're also going to talk a little bit about pension planning along with income planning today. If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, you can always call Gregory. That's me. 504. I'm going to give you the number. I'll give you a second to get ready. 504-260-0995. Thanks for joining us today. Did you have a great holiday weekend? Tell you what, I did. It was a nice break. Yeah, we did a couple of best of shows. I know it's rare when we do it. Probably have you spoiled some regarding all of the live shows that we do, but kind of need a break once in a while. But, you know, it just turned out to be a great weekend for us here in this area. And I know the folks over in Texas, we're not going to forget about them, well, mainly along the eastern coast. Houston, along with so many other towns and part of western Louisiana as well. Port Allen, Texas, Beaumont. It's just, I can't name them all, but we're all thinking about you, praying for you, and donating some money. One of the shows I saw over the weekend was about when help becomes too much, or how we think of it. Because, you know, one thing about it, and I can tell you what I feel this way too, is, gosh, give money. Is the money going to be spent right? They need so many things. And I saw a show kind of talking about that, to where the second disaster they talked about is all the stuff that's donated to them that they have to deal with when these giant, horrible, disastrous events happen. They get all of this stuff that they don't need. Seems like they might like clothes. You know, it is difficult to process, logistical nightmare. And where we do have organizations that are ready to go and get what is needed and get it on site there, it makes a lot of sense. You know, if there's too much water brought or gazillion diapers that's not needed there, and then they have to warehouse it, and it's enormous. And I have thought about it that way. You know, gosh, need to get a truckload of stuff and take over there. Well, where do you go? And is it exactly what's needed in that area? Some of you might be great logistically to pull that together and get it done there, or have the ability to load up a bunch of supplies and go start cooking food. And those things are going on, but what makes more sense is to give money that those that have the manpower and equipment and logistics to put that money to work with what's needed on the ground right away. And that's what I have done. That's what my wife has done, as well as we have donated money for that purpose, to hopefully it does go to the right things that are needed. But that's kind of what we do all the time. You know, when I have a public event, and, you know, I talk about a good bit of them I hold at Ruth's Chris, and we do charge a fee to attend. So any other events I put on, we charge a fee, and then we match it. And somewhere over the past few years, we've raised over $100,000, I believe the number is. And we always write a check to these various organizations that we support throughout the year, each year. I don't try to go buy, you know, there was one month where we donated over $1,000 to, and I can't remember the organization, but the purpose of it is buying diapers. It's the last thing I want to do is go buy a truckload of diapers. Okay, where do I take them? What do I do with them? No, I donated the money, and they take care of all of that for us. So what I do over time is, yeah, I don't know why it's different on this disaster. The thinking changes. Well, for me, it did, but I'm realigned on that now, is making sure I give money to the organizations I have confidence in, and that they will get it to the right place, because that's what they do. So, you know, it doesn't take a lot. Every little bit helps, you know, whether it's $10 here, $10 there, or 25 or 15, 50 or 100. It all adds up if everybody gives a little. And boy, did we need it here in South Louisiana and South Mississippi few years back when Katrina hit. It all helped. It all made a difference at the time. So that's where it's our chance to give back. So just don't want to forget about those over there. And then on the other side of the Gulf, we look like this is happening again. Very strong hurricane coming in. And we'll look at pull up the National Weather Service. Angie, have you looked at it lately? Whew, that's pretty serious. Wow. I heard that this hurricane kind of has broken all the rules and how it's formed and its strength, that they're going to have to go back and relook at that. That it is just, once again, is a very significant storm that they did not expect to build up this way. And it's going to leave a lot of damage along the way. So it's still showing like it's going to go up the Florida coast.
That is what it's looking like right now, but it's still inching more and more west. So we still just have to wait and see.
Yeah, it's still a good ways out, but I saw in the news people are preparing and stores are running out of supplies. And I just on the news saw just long lines waiting to get in the store. I would pretty much say if I'm going to have to wait in that kind of line, it's too late to go to that store or
they
that
evacuated
location.
The keys, for sure.
Well, smart thing. I also heard something about Miami. Dade County, they're going to start evacuations tomorrow, is kind of what I was understanding on that as well. But I kind of, you know, the spaghetti lines, I've looked at most of that lately, and it kind of still looks like it's going up far where you look at the majority. You have one or two that stray a little bit further west. And what I'm hopeful for is it doesn't come back up in the middle of the Gulf again. We're supposed to have a cool front when you kind of look at the wind trend, trade winds there in the Gulf, and what's going on gives you idea that there's going to be a push against it coming in that way.
We're depending on it.
We're depending on it. Okay.
No, seriously, if that upper trough, whatever, comes down and hooks up and brings it north, we're in the clear. But if it doesn't catch, yeah, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I agree on that. So one of the things I always talk about is you have to have emergency money. You know, that's if you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, give us a call. We can help, whether it's talking about hurricane preparing, saving money for it, emergency money, mutual funds, variable annuities, that pension lump sum, 504. That's right. The number is 504 260-995. You can also utilize the Gregory Ricks and Associates app to text message the show or go to my email. It's gregory@gregoryricks.com. It was a gentleman today I talked with, and he's about 7 years out for retirement and has a looks like a pretty awesome pension, pretty good 401k, planning to work another 7-8 years. But one of the shortcomings is not a lot of money saved outside of that, and not much in emergency money. And I kind of pointed out, at core, you need to have $50,000. I think that's a basic emergency fund. I know some of you fell out of the chair, swerved in the road, tripped over the dog. But yeah, you need to have emergency money. I've got one of my employees having to redo an AC system. It's going to cost him $12,000. What, your AC system's going to last you all through retirement in that house, that car? There's so many things that could come up, and then what you're doing is you're dipping into those income-generating assets, which may affect your income long-term. That's why you need emergency money. And then you tell me, oh, I'm still working. I've got 15 years, 10 years till I retire. I don't need as much. Well, then once again, depends on your income, how confident you are it's going to keep coming, even if something bad happens. You know, kind of one of the rules we always hear is 6 months income. And I'd probably round that up to the nearest 5,000 or the nearest 10,000. Because you think of a situation like Houston where some people are going to be out of their house a month or so or longer for repairs. What's that housing going to cost? You know, you kind of say, well, it's $1,000 a month, other expenses, $1,500 a month. Well, you're easily getting in the $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, and that's why I think that basic emergency money should be about $10,000 at minimum. You're listening to Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. We're going to step away for just a moment, pay a little bit of bills here. You're listening to us on iHeartRadio.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
Your shot at a trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival now. Woo! Text the keyword LUCKY to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's LUCKY to 200-200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
Every time I ask it how many homeowners are in the audience, it's 100%, let's say 90% to be safe. But then when I say how many are in their retirement home, you go down to 10, 20%.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
You know, I'd like you to find some place that I call your retirement home. I don't mind home ownership. There might be some tax advantages or not. It just is kind of control if you can find that place that fits your lifestyle and your budget. Because here's what you have as a renter. Unknowns is raise the rent. Bob, I don't want to rent to you anymore. I'm going to sell the house. Or no, my son needs that house. So that leaves you a lot of what ifs, and that now you've got to go find someplace else there. So it is something worth considering, and it sounds like from a budget standpoint and asset standpoint, you have that. You've got to manage that taxable event and how that hits you in doing so.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at Gregory Ricks. The Gregory Ricks and Associates app or 504-832-9200.
Being the girl in the country song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like I would
do. Your wallet's favorite show. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Now we're lucky if we even get to climb up in your truck, keep our mouths shut.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. Do this every evening at 7 o'clock. Weeknights at 7 o'clock Saturdays from 10 to 1 as well is the weekly wrap on Saturday. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. You're listening to Live Financial Talk Radio. If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, maybe it's at pension lump sum. I have to tell you a story about that recent conversation. Could be which mutual funds or what should I choose inside of my 401k. Could be that annuity. 504-260-0995. Let's see. We've got a caller here. Angie, let's see. We'll go ahead and take Paula from the North Shore. I think she has a retirement question.
I do. Hi, Gregory.
Hey, Paula. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My daughter recently got a new job, and she has two retirement plan options. And it's so difficult to figure out which option, how to figure it out. One is with the state retirement in Pennsylvania. The other is TIAA CREF. And I don't know how to compare them or run the numbers or anything.
What do you know? What do you know that's different about the two?
In the state plan, it's fixed. In TIAA, you can have either a fixed or a variable annuity. I know we're not doing variable annuities. The contribution, the employee contributes 6.25% of their gross earnings for the state, 5% to TIAA. The university matches 25% in the state plan, but that's not the employee's money. That just goes into the state retirement fund. But for TIAA, the university contributes 9.29% of gross earnings.
Oh, and TIAA CREF, do they have a managed money option where you're directly in the market besides the annuity choices?
I believe so.
Okay, that is typical of them.
Yeah, they have a number of options, I believe. I was not able to pin them down for the specific one for Penn State, but they have different ones for different schools, but I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Now, Penn State had a fixed option or no risk option.
Yeah, Penn State has the state employees retirement plan.
Okay. And does it have a 401k-like option, which probably may be a 403b option to it?
I'm not seeing that as an option. Retirement?
Can she use both of them, or she has to choose?
She has to choose. And, of course, in 30 days. And we're down to the last few days.
Does she still participate in Social Security?
Yes, I did ask that.
Yeah, you know, it's different here for people in Louisiana. Had a gentleman today, we were discussing retirement, and there was a few years he worked for the state, and he didn't realize it was going to impact his Social Security benefits, so it may affect some of his decision-making on retirement. It's a real interesting conversation today regarding that. So we're mostly talking about a pension-like retirement with the Penn State Retirement Program.
No choices on anything. If you leave before time, you can get, with under 10 years, you can get all the money you've put into it out with 4% interest. That's a set amount.
That's not bad in this day and time. Now,
but
here's,
she's not planning on leaving, so that's, we're not looking at that aspect of it.
Okay. You get some idea of how it's going to build up or pay out over time. So once again, if she goes with CREF, once again, she has a couple of choices, but there's no absolute guarantees there as far as a guaranteed lifetime pension other than choosing an annuity into the mix. Can she switch from one to the other later?
No. You make a choice, that's it. If you make the state choice, you can always put some investment at TIAA on top of that if you want to. But that's
okay. So she can do Penn State and do some with TCREF as well.
Right, or anybody.
Okay. So you're talking about that choice being outside of the plan as well.
Yeah, I'm just saying that option is available for her just as if she's going to go open an account somewhere else. She can go to TIAA, but for the retirement plan that the school is involved with, it's either the state plan or TIAA.
When you use the TCREF, I'm just abbreviating it, most of what I see is people have chosen some of the managed money and then some of the annuity money. And over time, and a lot of these I see is educators that have changed jobs or been at a few different universities, and they end up having multiple of these. But usually when you look at TCREF as a different option, meaning you're probably able to access assets where the Penn State retirement is going to be more pension-like specific. There's not going to be a lump sum to pull out. She retires, she's getting a check every month thereafter is what that one sounds like to me you're describing. And TCREF is going to give you lump sum options or that you can convert it to income as well. And one of the things we always forget is the purpose of retirement is to generate income. It's just, are you wanting to have some control in that phase or none? And that's kind of sounds like the two differences here to me, being that if she leaves the program, she does get her money out during the first 10 years. What about after 10 years on the Penn State program? Can she get her money out?
10 years. Where did it go? You're vested, but you get...
Okay, so she gets her money and some of that, but it's also can be converted to income.
Yeah. More than 10 years of service, the amount is determined by a formula, but you're vested until you'll get some little bit.
Okay, but it's mainly about taking an income stream when she does retire with the Penn State program.
Yes.
But there is no investment options. You're going with the state fund. Again, it goes to control. You probably have more control over assets, but typically on the annuity side, there's hoops to jump through. You can't take the lump sum out with a without a fee being accessed. Not a lot, but a fee is a fee. And if you leave it, you've got to take it out over so many years if you want to avoid the fee. So once again, all of your choices are about switching to some type of income generation. One's going to give a little bit more options, which is the TCREF, a little more access control than the Penn State program. And I'm not going, I can't give you a direction to go, but it just, what she's got to do is look down the road and see how she feels about that. And save in addition to that and build emergency money up.
Pardon me? Say that last again?
She needs to save more than what she's putting into these retirement plans is a good rule, and make sure she builds up some emergency money. So hopefully that helps you. I can't just pick one and say that's the way to do it. It's going to be a personal decision on looking down the road and trying to decide what fits her.
Whether she wants to do any managing or whether she just wants it to be taken care of.
Yeah. That's really what it's going to come down to. Tough decision for a lifetime decision to make.
I can go to fit numbers in and run them?
Yeah. Absolutely. If we can be of further help, Paula, I'm sorry I can't be more at this time, but it is kind of a thing where you've got to work the numbers. Give us a call at the office as well to see if we could drill down on that further. I really don't think so. It's just going to have to be, how do you think it's going to build up? One thing on the Penn State program, do they have an assumptive return or a history to see what have you done there on that, and maybe can plug that in? No matter which way I look at it and run numbers, I would look at it from a conservative standpoint on running that out, and it really seems to come down to control. Do you want some help with it, or you want to, make those adjustments yourself? But once again, tough decision with a few days left, and you can't change your mind later. Kind of tough. Maybe they just should offer one, and there it is. But typically, when these type of 403b plans for universities and education institutions, they do those couple of different choices right there. Oh, this has taken us up through the next break. Awesome call, Paula. Once again, thanks for that call from the North Shore. Hopefully that helps a lot of people out there. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap Live Financial Talk Radio. When we come back, we'll take your call, 504-260-0995. You're listening to us on iHeartRadio.
This is Steven Tyler.
And Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
Hi, this is Paul Rodgers on iHeartRadio. Just that easy.
Open up the free iHeartRadio app right now and type in your favorite artist name to make a custom station based on all their biggest hits.
Free!
At this point, I use the iHeartRadio app every day.
All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free.
Download our free iHeartRadio app or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
It's not easy being a cop, and a little appreciation goes a long way. You can show your appreciation by taking part in Go Blue Day. It's Wednesday, September 13th, a day set aside for everyone who lives or works in New Orleans to wear blue in support of the New Orleans Police Department. You can also adorn your homes, businesses, and vehicles to show support. How will you go blue? It's Wednesday, September 13th. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
A few weeks ago, I had a discussion with a fella, and actually had already turned on Social Security at 64, and then he was giving me some math about, well, I don't break even until I'm 90. And I said, I don't know what math you're using. And he said, Social Security, and I sat down and went over. It means a clerk there. And I said, if you deferred from 62 to 66 in 4 months, it takes you about 9.5 years to break even if you turn it on at 66 in 4 months. So you cut that time in half because you've turned it on at 64. So let's call it 5 years. That's 71. That's not age 90. I don't know where they were getting math from. You're going to be able to make a decision, turn off at Social Security as if it never started and continue to defer.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We've got a map of callers, where they call from around the country, and it's really surprising how the audience and this show has grown. Thank you to all of you that are listening through the radio in your car or at home or on the stream through the iHeartRadio app.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to GregoryRicks.com.
Keep an eye on your money and update you daily. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap, live financial talk radio. If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, call us. 504-260-0995. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. James Parker's on assignment for a few days. I sent him to a conference and see what we can learn from that. Looking at a recent update on the path of this crazy storm out there. Gosh, we're going to have a real good idea. We don't have to wait too many days. Today's Tuesday. Friday, it's going to be somewhere in the area of Cuba. Looks like late Friday, around the Keys, somewhere in that area. And looks like it might move across the tip of Florida up into the Gulf. But that's a huge, huge variance. And I'm taking a look at the center of the cone. And that's why they have it. Those spaghetti patterns have a huge variance, and they don't show you those much anymore. You have to go to some top secret website to figure that out for yourself. But yeah, they've got the cones, you know, the spaghetti things going everywhere. So it could well go up the east coast of Florida, the west coast, move a little further into the Gulf and take a turn back at Florida. It's crazy all over the place. But you know what? In a few days, we'll have a pretty darn good idea what's going to go on. So prepare now. It's one reason we talked about emergency money, you know, and I talked about it, you know, for retirement, I think you need more. For life, you need less. But if you have more for life now, don't dial it back. Hold on to it. You're probably going to need it. This not only goes for preparing for a storm to where you can get away, and when we live in this environment here, but, you know, gosh, you could, we see all over the place, tornadoes hit as well and create devastation, can cause you to be homeless, could cause you to be jobless as well. That's happening to a lot of people that hadn't talked about that aspect, but all these people displaced, well, a lot of these businesses are closed. number of them may never reopen, may never survive it and come back. And then it's going to be a while before some of them reopen because they've got to restore the business, the equipment, and such. Something to think about. Or just normal circumstances in life, the business goes under. What are you going to do? Oh, I live paycheck to paycheck. I'm not getting one this week. I need to work. So you're having to make some quick moves, quick choices. But if you have some emergency money, and listen, you can be 25, you can be 75. You need emergency money for all these things that come up. And it, you know, you'll hate getting into it, but you know what? It'll be less stress. You'll make better decisions. You won't have to lose sleep at night. You won't have to worry. Because, like, you could be saying, oh, I don't need this now. I've got bills to pay, rent to pay, house payment to pay. Emergency money will make life better. I promise you. Hey, I lived back in the day. No, not prehistoric times, but I, you know, been around a little while, and I did have those times where emergency money, cash was slim in the younger days. I did that time, so I'm not talking to you from a standpoint, you know, doing this show from standpoint that I've always had a big successful company, always done well, always had money. I learned a lot from tough times as well. So that way I, you know, as it turned out, you know, I can speak from the heart, directly in the center of the brain as well, on the things that you need to be successful. So once again, I guess it turned out to be a big day to talk about emergency money and such as that. But it's really, really important that you think about that. And no, the credit card is not emergency. I guess that's when you've ran out of emergency cash, but you are going to have to deal with that debt later. So if you're using debt to solve problems and emergencies, use it wisely, because that can be a monster one day that gets after you. Having a discussion today on pension. Let's talk about pension decisions for a moment. Fella's going to retire somewhere 7, 8, 10 years down the road. His outlook is a pretty good pension, and he's got a 401k that's going pretty good for him as well. But one of the comments was, like, you know, they didn't used to give us a lump sum choice on the pension where I could just cash out. And I think his number, and it depends on what age you look at, but it's something like $800,000. As far as one of his choices, say 8 years down the road. And he was thinking, you know, I just don't see why I should take the pension when I can get the $800,000 and have that money combined with the 401k. And let's say it's going to be $600,000. So you're basically at $1.4 million. Yeah, $1.4 million. And one thing I looked at was, okay, you're going to turn on Social Security at a point, and this might be retirement before age 62. So likely he may well turn on Social Security at 62, and I think that's worth about $22,000 a year to him. And then another choice is when to turn on that pension. So he turns on the pension. And if he, the thing about it, and that's where it came up, so, well, I just think I should take the lump sum. And one of my points was, we're too far out to even lock into that decision. How you're looking at it today, and I think the company's solid company, going to be around. And I said, if you take the lump sum that's projected at being $800,000 times 5%, that's $40,000 a year income from the lump sum of the assets. But the pension number they're showing they're going to pay you is a little better than $60,000 a year. I said, what you're doing is making a $20,000 decision that's negative impact to you. And it's going to be subject to returns. What are the returns going to be down the road? And I think I was just giving you simple math on the 5%. It's real easy to figure. And I think that's very optimistic in this environment. You probably should factor it in as 3.5 or 4, but I was just wanting to make a quick point that 5% is $40,000 a year, $20,000 a year less than the pension. And you're retiring at a point that you probably have to expect retirement to last, say, 30 years. Now, once again, you take the pension, it's not going to go up. Social Security's not going to go up much. And if it does, the health care side of that, the Medicare is probably going to take up those raises. And I said, you know where your raises are going to come from? That 401k that you shouldn't start hitting right away. It should add additional income to you over time. A lot of people just see this control of that money like, gosh, I've got $800,000. Well, you better roll it into an IRA if you do that, because if you just go cash the account, Uncle Sam's probably could get almost half of that money between federal and state taxes. Yeah, could be a very expensive decision. But way I looked at it is how we would look at it now. Yeah, the numbers say take the monthly pension, roll over the 401k to an IRA at retirement time, and you've got a lot of choices there. But preference was probably would be start Social Security later, but in his case probably would start it earlier because of need of income and how much income he makes. He's not replacing all of his income under that scenario. And think about it, in 20 years, what's a Big Mac going to cost? Heck of a lot more than it does today. And you could start naming off so many things, and that's what you got to start thinking about when you're looking at that. And I said, what we need to do is when there's life-changing events, we need to have conversations. And retirement, when you're getting close to that, you're saying, okay, I'm going to hit that button in 2 years. That's another reason to sit down and have a conversation. When we come back, we're going to talk about the numbers from the day. You're listening to Winning at Life, The Daily Wrap, live financial talk radio on iHeartRadio.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Hey, Raj. Happy birthday. How are you doing? Still feeling on top of your game?
No complaints.
Great. You've hit the big 5-0 now. You thought about talking with your doctor about some screening tests you need?
Screening for what?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, colorectal cancer.
Jeez, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Hey, you have to know what's going on to stay on top of your game.
Visit ahrq.gov/consumer for a free checklist of screening tests for men 50 and older. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
For taxpayers that get these phone calls, it's very scary. Give us a call. We'll call them back on your behalf. And usually those calls then go away.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. GregoryRicks.com or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I have two IRAs. Do I have to take a minimum required distribution from each one, or can I treat it as though it's a lump sum and take it from one or the other?
You can take it from whichever account you want as long as you take the correct amount of the aggregate, all accounts together, because on line, I'm not sure of the number, it's on the first page of the 1040, all they want to know is the amount you took out of your IRAs. And he said it minimum required distribution, but the IRS code says required minimum distributions. They don't ask which account, what account number, did you take from them up? Just the number. Did you take out enough?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Music for your wallet's ears. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
This is Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap. It is live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Oh, when we came back at the bottom of the hour, talking about a little bit of hurricanes here. Once again, I was looking over at it. Yeah, it's something I do. Track storms. Because I want to make sure they go somewhere else than where I'm at. They come here, I might have to use some of my emergency money. Maybe a bunch of it. Hope not. The 5 p.m. advisory looks, you know, said to it was unchanged from the 2 o'clock, and it's just those spaghettis going everywhere, but mostly they're centralized on Florida. So just stay vigilant. Keep an eye out. One thing about this one, Hurricane Irma, newsflash, is now the strongest storm in the recorded history of the Atlantic Ocean. Crazy. And then I think, what was that? Has there been a storm to drop more water than Harvey did? I doubt it. I've never heard of anything. It's just some crazy stuff going on here. If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, want to give us a call, this is Live Financial Talk Radio. It's 504-260-0995. We have Mike in Slidell. See if we can get him pulled up there. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hey, Gregor. How you doing?
Doing great. Yourself?
I have a question. I have an 18-year-old. His kid used to work for me. He's starting to make some money, and he's coming to me for some advice about how to invest it. And I think, first off, he should buy a house before he starts investing. He knows I buy stocks, and he wants to buy stocks like I do, but I own a house. And what do you think? What would you recommend?
Is he trying to do the stock buying himself?
Yeah, he used to work at a hamburger joint, and now he's working construction. And he's making some good money. He's making upwards of $1,200 a week now. So he's starting to make some serious money, you know. And
without probably no family, no big expenses or anything.
No, he's got a car that's paid for, and he just moved out on his own. He's got an apartment he's sharing with a buddy of his. So he's got no bills, and I want him to save it before he starts spending it, you know?
Yeah. First off, you know, what I've been talking about today on the day show's focused kind of emergency money. He does have to start there. He has to save it up, find a number that works for him. Gosh, he's making $5,000 a month. I'll just put a number there that'll make it easy for him. He needs to get to $10,000 in savings. Now, if he follows your guideline, kind of saying, dude, you need to find you a house. I don't know. That might be tough early, because then if he does the family thing, that might be a whole different situation. But when you kind of look at what you would like, or if you're wanting to buy a house, you're needing a down payment. So we probably need another 20K saved on top of that. So he needs 30, 10 emergency, 20 for the house. If he's wanting to do some investing, I just wouldn't do much. You know, might be starting with $500 or $1,000. Because for young people, this also could be like gambling to them, because he has to develop, and he should start on reading some good books. There's a good one by Tony Robbins. I believe it's Master the Game. A lot of fundamental stuff in there. But it's not going to really teach you how to go buy stocks. It's going to how to find great help. It's what it's going to do. But what it can do is help give you some investment philosophy. And then from there, you have to start developing investment rules on how you go about those decisions, the things that rules that help you avoid mistakes and help you get out of a bad buy and help you to make more out of good decisions. And that's some of the things you're needing to think about. And I don't need him to get caught up that, like, he goes and does some crazy stuff or aggressive, and next thing you know, he's burnt through that $500. Well, then you need to take a break from it for a while. Go back to the no-risk saving there. And if he's successful in building up, just kind of keep parlaying that, not necessarily add much money to it if he's improving and getting good. Mm-hmm. Working construction, all that's probably not going to be his thing. But I think from if he's saying, well, I want to buy some stock, well, start with $500 and see how that goes for you. It's an amount you can start learning with that's not going to blow your world up. I wouldn't want him to do it with the $10,000 or the other $20,000 for the house in the future is kind of where I think he should start. Okay, so hopefully that was helpful to him. I think it was great advice, and that's really his rule, starting young. And one of the things is when we talk about how should you do that, maybe start that inside of a Roth where you're growing that money tax-free as well. And you can do some awesome things with that growing. You know, when you're talking about being 18, just think if he was putting $1,000 a year into a Roth and successfully having it going forward. It doesn't have to be that he's buying stocks. It could be that he's using some mutual funds or some ETFs, exchange traded funds that are low in expense, that you can kind of put that money to work as you continue to learn. If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, you can call me, 504-260-0995. We're going to help give you a little bit of guidance. Might not give you the complete answer, but get you going in the right direction. How about Chris from Baton Rouge? Can we get him up on the air? Welcome to the show, Chris.
Hi, how are you? Thank you.
You're welcome. Doing good.
I was kind of calling about the same thing. I've just finished, I'm kind of a late bloomer. I got into the workforce, and it knocked me out, so I went back to school. I finished my degree, and now I'm making more money. But what's also happening, I have two major expenses. I have a home, which takes, I would say, maybe about, if I look at my biweekly, it takes about half my income. I do have some student loan debt, but what I haven't done at 35 is started saving for retirement. And I don't know what to look for because I'm being offered a pension at work, and that doesn't seem like enough. Or should I do something independently? Where do I go from here?
When you say a pension at work, are you referring to, say, a 401k or 403b?
Yes, I'm sorry, a 401k, yes.
Okay. And they're matching it?
Are matching it. I'm not sure the percentage because I haven't signed up
for it. But they are.
Yet.
Okay. Well, here's one of the things. I always look at that, Chris, as free money. Let's say if you put in 4%, they'll match it 100%, just hypothetically speaking. You're wanting to get that free 100%, that free match. That's like doubling your money each year as you put it in. So that's one of the places to start. Now, you can put in up at your age, you can put in up to $18,000 a year into a 401k. You might not want to go all of that money in that direction. And you also might think, gosh, that's just not going to be enough at 4% over 30 years for retirement. You can work out that math on that. But, you know, the people that have great retirement portfolios have money in more than one tax world. So we'll call the 401k pre-tax money that's fully taxable when it's extracted. So you could get money going into that, especially because of the match. You'll have choices in there. Just be mindful. Had somebody I met with today as an example where most of his money is in company stock. Oh, I've sat down with others where they have 100% of their money in company stock. And they say, well, it's not doing too good. Well, yeah, because you have it all in that stock and look how it performs against the S&P 500. Diversify inside of that 401k is where I'm getting at there. And then the next would be, say, Roth, where money grows tax-deferred and can come out tax-free. You can get some of that into the mix incrementally on what you can afford within your budget. And once again, this is the emergency money show. You need to build up some emergency savings besides what you're starting 401k. I wouldn't start with the Roth or anything else till I built up adequate emergency savings. Now, Chris, let me ask you about that. Those college loans, are they still in deferral or are you working on those?
They are still in deferral. I just finished in May, and you get 6 months before your first payment is due. I did pay my interest over the time.
That's good.
So that being said, I'm not even started yet making that first payment other than my monthly interest payments.
So have you looked at how that's going to fit in your budget when it starts?
I did. I'm doing a percentage of my income, and that has it pretty low right now. But as I move up, and I've just started this new position based on my
Chris,
degree.
Thanks for the call. We've ran out of time. Build up that emergency savings and start adding that 401k. You've been listening to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, on iHeartRadio.
Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.